Saturday, 32nd week, Ordinary Time 2. First reading from the third letter of John, verses 5-8. Beloved, you are faithful in all you do for the brothers, especially for strangers. They have testified to your love before the church. Please help them in a way worthy of God to continue their journey. For they have set out for the sake of the name and are accepting nothing from the pagans. Therefore, we ought to support such persons so that we may be co-workers in the truth. Gospel according to Luke, chapter 18, verses 1-8. Then he told them a parable about the necessary for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, there were a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, render a just decision for me against my adversary. For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, why it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keep bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, let she finally come and strike me. The Lord said, pay attention to what the dishonest judge say. Will not God then secure the rights for his chosen one who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man come, will he find faith on earth? Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Loyalty. Loyalty in praying and doing good deeds. Many of today's people, when they do something, they want to have immediate results. Some students want to study a major which pay a lot of money, though they have no ability in that major. Some want to invest in a stock that gives a high return, even they know there is a risk to lose everything they have. This attitude is also extended to people's relationship with others. They have no patience to correct themselves and to forgive others. They quickly decide to divorce after a few times of having different opinions. There is a similar attitude in people's relationship with God. After a few times of praying and did not get what they want, or being tested in suffering, they lost their faith in God and terminated their relationship with Him. In a word, they forget that everything had its own time, and the successor is the one who knows how to be patiently waiting for and to overcome difficulties to reach his goal. Today's readings give us some examples about loyalty. In the first reading, St. John advised his faithful to be loyal in helping strangers. especially the missionaries who sacrificed everything to preach the good news. In the gospel, Jesus taught his disciples to be loyal in praying to the story of an unrighteous judge and a persevere widow. Second analysis. First reading. Be loyal in doing charitable works. Third point. The duty to help others. Loving God is not only in words, but must be expressed in deeds also. With one does for others. Sin, whatever good deeds one does to others, one does to God. And the reverse is also true. See Matthew chapter 25. Therefore, the faithful have a duty to help all people, especially the unfortunate and the one in need. St. John advised Gaius, one of his companions, that, "Beloved, you are faithful in all you do for the brothers, especially for strangers." Charitable works help people to recognize God's love and believe in Him, as Jesus said to His disciples, "Your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." See Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Mother Teresa of Calcutta brought many people to God through her charitable works for the poor everywhere in the world, especially in India. St. John also reported the witness was who received help from Gaius. They have testified to your love before the church. Please help them in the way worthy of God to continue their journey. Second point. The duty to help the missionaries. Since they want all people to believe in Christ, all missionaries sacrificed everything for the preaching of the gospel. How can they find money for transportation and living in a foreign country? They are not able to work to earn a living for them, because if they want to work, they should stay back in their country to earn their living. The duty to preach the gospel is not only for them, but for all the faithful also. Therefore, some contribute their money, others contribute their effort. Together, all can contribute to spreading of the gospel to all places. St. John advised his faithful, "For they have set out for the sake of the name, and are accepting nothing from the pagan." Therefore, we ought to support such persons so that we may be co-workers in the truth. Second, the gospel. Loyalty in praying. Third point. The unrighteous judge and the persevere widow. Jesus told his disciples a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. First, the unrighteous judge. He did not revere God and pay respect to anyone, to say nothing of a poor widow. For a long time, he did not pay attention to her request. But at last, he thought, "Though I neither fear God nor regard men, yet because this widow bothered me, I will vindicate her, or she will wear me out by her continual coming. Second, the persevere widow. She had no one to rely on. Therefore, she easily become a prey for the wicked people. This widow kept coming to him and saying, vindicate me against my adversary. Being rejected so many times by the judge, but she was not losing heart and determined to act until she got the result. Second point, God loved his people. Jesus compared that unrighteous judge with his father, and he guaranteed a reply. Hear what the unrighteous judge say, and will not God vindicate his elect, who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will vindicate them speedily. However, this is not meant God will give to people whatever they ask, because people can ask what are not good for them. People are unable to foresee the future. Therefore, they do not know the result of what they ask for. For example, asking to win a lottery can lead to the separation of one family, or asking to have power can lead one to death. People can ask what are not good for others. For example, asking for their enemy to be destroyed. They forget that their enemy is also God's child. The best way to ask is to let God decide what will benefit us and others. There is a story about a king who would like to divide his inheritance to his children. To teach his children a lesson, the king put the most valuable gifts in the bad-looking boxes and the fair gift in the good-looking boxes. When it was the turn for his youngest prince, he hesitated for a while, then told his father, I don't know how to choose. May you help me to choose? The king chose the most valuable one for his youngest son. Then Jesus said, nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The faith in Christ is the most expensive gift God has given to people. But to protect and to develop it are the people's duty. To make it grow, suffering cannot be lacking. If people did not get what they asked, they must be persevere until they get what they desire. Application in life. We must have patience to wait and courage to overcome obstacles in life to be successful in what we set out to do. We must be loyal in doing good deeds for others, especially in helping the missionaries so that God's kingdom shall be extended to all places. We must be persevere in praying and asking a favor. God can test our faith by not granting it right away, so we have time to recognize the value of what we ask for. He could give us other blessing, which is better if he see what we ask does not benefit us in the long run. Amen.